AP Radio News. I'm Diane Kepley. A message of peace on this Christmas Day from Pope Francis, as delivered through an interpreter in his annual blessing in St. Peter's Square.
Peace on earth to men and women of goodwill who work quietly and patiently each day in their families and in society to build a more humane and just world, sustained by the conviction that only with peace is there the possibility of a more prosperous future for all.
Bells tolled today at the Vatican after the Pope's annual Christmas message. Christians around the world are celebrating on this day. In the West Bank city of Bethlehem, people gathered last night for a midnight mass.
It's very meaningful because it's Christmas time and here's where everything started.
Last night, President-elect Trump and his family also attended services at a church in Palm Beach, Florida. During the day on Saturday, the Trump team announced his charitable foundation will be dissolved.
The president-elect says in a statement that he has directed his counsel to take the necessary steps to carry out the dissolution of the Donald J. Trump Foundation. Trump adds in the statement that the foundation operated at essentially no cost for decades, with 100% of the money going to charity. But the New York State Attorney General's office is investigating whether the foundation has abided by state laws governing nonprofits. Trump says he will pursue philanthropic efforts in other ways. I'm Mike Rossio.
A nationwide day of mourning will be held in Russia tomorrow following the crash of a plane into the Black Sea just minutes after it took off from Sochi. None of the 92 people on board is believed to have survived. That plane was on a flight to Syria. A young girl died after becoming ill on a flight from Canada to London. A doctor and nurse on board the plane tried to help her, but she was pronounced dead when the plane landed. This is AP Radio News. Congressional Republicans have plans for a major overhaul of the tax code next year.
The goal for Republican lawmakers is to simplify the complicated tax code, but Senate and House leaders say the changes have to be revenue neutral, meaning there can't be an increase to the budget deficit. That means for every tax cut, there has to be a tax increase. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell wants the Senate to take on the tax plan in the spring after Congress repeals the Obama health law. House Republicans would like an earlier start, but have no timetable. The last time Congress overhauled the tax code was 30 years ago. Mike Rossia, Washington.
An explosion at a fireworks workshop has been reported in a rural area of northern China. At least 8 people are dead or missing. A popular member of the Howard Stern Show, known to fans simply as Joey Boots, has been found dead in his New York apartment. Police say he was unresponsive when emergency workers arrived at his home in the Bronx Friday night. He appears to have died of natural causes. I'm Diane Kepley, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that "where's my money" feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart. Get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.